sense the Lord saying, I'm doing something right now. That I'm ministering to hearts and I'm working and I'm stirring. And I don't want you to miss what God's doing. I don't know if you were here last Sunday, but God moved in the way that I've never seen him move before. There were 77 people on Sunday who declared their faith in Christ through baptism. I've never seen anything like it. And it was amazing because I preached as simple a message as you have ever heard. I just said, he's resurrected. You got to believe in it. So now's the time. I was talking to my wife later. She loves me. But I was telling her, like, I just didn't feel like it was, you know, all that special of a sermon. She goes, you're right, it wasn't. But to God be all the glory, because he's moving. And what about this Sunday? We don't even have a message. And what if God says, I'm still moving and stirring hearts? I'm gonna quote a couple of verses for you. It'd be the next ones. It's in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Verse 12 was the golden rule. And right after that verse, he says, I want to tell you something. Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. And then he says, for narrow, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. I believe for some of you this morning, the Lord is putting before you a decision that you need to make. And we're going to keep on worshiping the Lord, but I think he's trying to tell you, you got to figure out what road you're on right now. I'm going to talk more about this next week as we continue on in the Sermon on the Mount, but I felt like this week there are some of you, maybe you were here last week and you didn't decide and you needed to, or maybe you weren't here last week and you're going, oh, I missed my chance. You didn't, because this Sunday you have a chance to say, I want to be on the road that leads to life and not destruction, because some of you right now don't even realize it, but you're on the road that leads to destruction. There's a way that's hard, and it's God's way, and it leads to life. And there's a way that's easy, and it's the devil's way, and it leads to destruction. And all of us are on one of two roads right now. But I want you to notice what it says, because this is where the point of decision comes. It says, you got to enter by the gate to get to the road. Now, normally, when you walk down a road to get to a gate. But he says, at first, the gate is wide. And then the road or the way is easy. Like he starts with the gate and then goes to the road. And I think he's saying something important. He's saying you cannot get on the right road until you enter through the right gate. The gate comes first. Well, who's the gate? Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 9, he says, I am the gate by which the sheep come into the fold. I'm the gate. So you have to start with the gate in order to find the way that leads to life. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get real geeky on you right now. Just bear with me. I know there's at least three of you that enjoy this part of it. There's a verb tense that matters a lot. I keep telling you, present tense means ongoing, like something you're supposed to keep on doing. This is not a present tense verb. When he says, enter by the narrow gate, it's the aorist tense of the verb. And not arrow, aorist tense. It means a moment in time. Whereas present tense is an ongoing thing, and aorist tense is a point in time. And he's saying there must come a point in time when you enter by the narrow gate. In other words, there must be a moment in your life. It can't be like, I've always been a Christian. I've just kind of always done the Jesus. No, no, no. There's a point in time where you have to choose to say, I'm entering in Christ. I'm going to the gate, and I'm saying, please, God, let me into your sheepfold. Please, God, let me be a part of your kingdom. You can't go through the gate to get to the road without Jesus. But when you come to Jesus and you say, today is the day I'm entering in the gate, he leads you on the road that leads to eternal life. But it's a decision you have to make.